الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد وعن مصعب ابن سعد ابن أبي وقاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال رعى سعد أن له فضلا على من دونه فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هل تنصرون وترزقون إلا بضعفائكم رواه البخاري. میرے بھائیوں اور پردہ نشین محترمہ ریسپیکٹڈ مائی مدرس اینڈ سسٹرس, دس حدیث از کوٹڈ بائی حضرت مصعب ابن سعد ابن ابی وقاص رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. مصعب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نریٹنگ دس حدیث فرام حضرت علی اینڈ ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما. مصعب از اے تابعی, از نا صحابی, اینڈ ہی پاسڈ اوے ان 103 ہجری. He mentioned, he narrated this hadith from Ali ibn Abi Talib and Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. The translation of this hadith, Ra'a Sa'ad. Sa'ad is his father, is Sahabi, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. أَنَّ لَهُ فَضْلًا عَلَى مَنْ دُونَهُ. He thought, Sa'ad ibn Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought, he had virtue or preference, or he is a great than others who is lower than him. Or another word you can say, the Sa'ad thought he look after his whole family. رَعَى سَعَدْ أَنَّ لَوْ فَضْلًا عَلَى مَنْ دُونَ. سعد رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ thought he look after his whole family, meaning he's earning and bringing foods, everything in the house, and look after his family. He thought that. صحابی فقال النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, هَلْ تُنْسَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ إِلَّا بِدُعَفَائِكُمْ. عجیب, you get help and you get sustenance not because of your earning. Illa bidu'afaikum. Allah help you and Allah give you sustenance because of the poor people living in your house. The hadith is mentioned 1400 years ago by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can see today also same thing, like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is pulling our veins today. You know? The person who works in the house, he's thinking, I'm doing everything, I'm helping my parents, I'm helping my mother, I'm helping my old daddy or nanny, or my disabled brother or sisters, or my disabled children. I'm working whole day, making so much effort, and bringing money, and I'm giving them. So I'm helping them, I'm feeding them. That's our thinking today also. And we can see today, the father brought the business, mashallah, from the bottom to high, mashallah, the very good business. Now the eldest son, he look after the business. He's helping, he's supporting father. Now father is retired now. Father is retired now. So eldest son, bada beta jo hai, wo ab business ko look after kar raha hai. Now, he got other brothers also, second, third, fourth, or sisters, they're still going schools, madrasa, they're still small. Because of that, father is retired, the son, eldest son is look after the business and running business, whatever the money, income comes, pay for the fees, food, father and mother supporting everything. Yet he's not married, the eldest one. Now, the time came, he got to marry. Now he's got, now mashallah, wife now. So wife, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, she's telling husband, listen, they're all still going to school and running around, you know, the messing about, all this. And you do hard work in the shop, from the morning till evening, you earning, you getting money, and now we have to spend on them. They're not helping you, they're not supporting you. That's our thinking today. Adam is so strange. Wo wife ne ab kaam bharna shuru kiya. Now she is filling the years of the husband now. So you're making so much effort. I'm not telling you that. I will just listen from Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri sahab. Dam barakatuhum. This topic, mashallah. And he says he listened from Mufti Mahmud Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Ajib. He says, Saas aur Bahu ki jab ladai shuru hoti hai na, to the Saas, the mother-in-law says, let my son come back. I'm going to sort you out. You know? Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And then, what the daughter-in-law said, okay, let him come. I want to see, he listened to you or listened to me? He listened to you or listened to me? Says, okay, let him come. I'm going to sort you out. Now she's telling mother-in-law. They're both thinking that he's going to listen to me and she's thinking he's going to listen to me. Mufti Sahib further mentioned why he's going to listen to his wife, because she's telling mother-in-law, you're going to tell your son while you're standing, and I'm going to tell your son while I'm lying down. So he's going to listen to me. You understand? There's something, big story mentioned inside. Subhan Ajib. He said that son, eldest son telling, the wife, his wife is telling him now, see, you earn from morning till evening. Whatever earning comes, whatever money comes, whatever income comes, you spend on them, they're still going to school. You have to pay fees for them. You have to look after your father. You have to look after your mother. The old daddy is there. The disabled brother is there. Sister is there. And you do hard work. You get tired. You get nothing. Let's separate. Separate the business. But Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned 1400 years ago. Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb. It says, "Hal tansuruna wa turzakuna illa bidu'afaikum." As I mentioned to you in hadith, a sahabi came, a young sahabi, and the eldest sahabi, both of them were brother. The eldest sahabi always used to sit in the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learning the hadiths, and was sitting in his gathering. The younger brother came and he said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Look at this, my brother. He just sit only in your gathering. He don't want to work. He's very old. He don't want to work. He don't want to help me." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah giving you sustenance because of him. Because of him. He was old." Same thing Allah mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Hal tunsaruna wa turzakuna." Now the eldest son says, "Okay, separate my business." And he's separating from father, mother, and from daddy or from brothers and from sisters, everybody. He don't want to look after nobody. Well, they are disabled. Well, they are old. They can't work. They're retired. Chalo, yahan to waise bhi old people ko paisa mil jaate hai. Lekin Hindustan, Pakistan, where they old people, they don't get nothing. They only eldest son or somebody support them. Allahu Akbar. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when they separate both of them, the eldest son want to open his own business because of this problem. I work. I do hard work and I have to support everybody. I don't get nothing. The daughter-in-law said, oh, we have to buy a house. And you're giving all money to your parents. Still we want to do this. Allahu Akbar. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you earning, now you separated. Whatever the Allah give you barakah, that also will go away. Then you run to the Molana or for tabiz or for this and for that. That somebody did some black magic to my business. There no customer is coming, nothing happening. No, shop was so busy before when I was working with my father. Now I open my own, it's nothing. Mukti Sahib used to say, Mukti Ahmad Sahib Khanpuri, you don't know, they don't need to bring any tabis for your business. You have to join the relationship with your parents and with your brother and sisters who's a disabled. Allah was giving you because of them. Now Allah stopped giving you because you separated from them. And then he mentioned this hadith. Haltun saruna wa turzakuna. Allah help you. Allah give you sustenance. Illa bidu'afaikum. Because of your poor people. Because they can't work. They can't do anything. They're hopeless. So Allah said, okay, because of them, Allah giving a lot of barakah in your business. Understand that Prophet Sasar mentioned 1400 years. Our Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib Rahimahumullah, he used to say, Fulpuri Rahimahumullah, he said, whatever you buy, even you buy one loaf of bread or one bottle of milk, you buy, make intention, Ya Allah, I'm helping my children or my parents. So just to buy the bottle of milk, you will get the reward of sadaqah. Reward of sadaqah. For everything, you go to buy somewhere shop and buy so much things. You must make just intention. I'm buying, helping my brothers, sisters, my mother, my daddy, whoever old, I'm buying for them. So whatever you bought, you will get the reward of sadaqah. And when you give sadaqah, Allah will give more barakah. Don't feel burdened. Because when your niyat is sahih and correct, your intention is correct to help. So definitely, if you give something, Allah will give you multiple. So much barakah. And plus, you will get a reward also to helping elderly people or those who are still not able to work, still there. Studying. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very brave sahabi and he was a great sahabi also. He was very generous. It just came in his mind, so I'm helping so much. I'm helping them more than everybody. Sometimes they come in mind. You know, everybody was humans. They were not angels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just saw his face. You know, sometime on the face you can find, if you give so much and you're so happy. So you make it out that he thinking he is giving more than everyone's. You know, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just saw on his face and he says, whatever you think, maybe Allah told Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him some advice. That whatever you're thinking is not right. Says, whatever strength Allah give you, the wealth and property Allah has given you, that's because of the poor people. If Allah take your strength away, you're not able to work. If Allah don't give you barakah in your wealth, you can't help. That's why you start sometimes saying, oh, okay, sometime a beggar come to you, you don't get angry, you don't get angry on him. If you got something, give it. If you don't have something, give dua. But don't get angry, Muhammad Sahib, wala tanaha. Don't shout him. If he asks more than your capacity, oh, I want thousands, and you got, don't have more than that, you can give 50, 100, and just move away. Let him ask whatever. But whatever you had, you just give it. Khalas. But don't shout him. Don't get angry on him. Why? Sometimes person is saying, I can give, I can do, I can do. Allah say, if you get angry on him, but you don't know that Allah brought him by you to ask. Allah could take him by somebody else. Allah want to forgive you, not him. Allah want to forgive you. That's why Allah brought a beggar to you, that you give him something because of the sadaqah. Allah want to forgive you. Otherwise Allah could change his heart to go somebody else. Somewhere else. So whenever you give something, you must give with good intention. Don't feel burdened. Don't shout him. Don't even say afterward, oh, I spent so much money for you. You know. Sometimes a person helps so much and still afterward says, oh, still your poo is melt underneath of my nails. I help you so much. Oh, Gujarati people say, you know that. They said, what you means? You know what? I help you so much. Oh, who you are to tell him? So all whatever they've done in the past is washed out. All the reward and nick is washed out. Because Allah said, Adha, don't hurt by telling. I did this, I did this, I did this. Don't even say, do some good deeds and throw in the sea. You will see on the day of Qiyamah how much reward you will get. But don't just say, I help him so much, I help him so much. Look at him. He don't want to help me, he don't want to do this, he don't want to do this. And he's like this, he's like this. Whatever you did, finish. Forget it. I still remember Hazrat Maulana, I mentioned before also that Qari Siddiq Sabbanwi Rahimahullah was a great wali of Allah. His son told us, subhanAllah, Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to go in hospitals. You know, the hospital. Once a week, every Thursday. What it is? You know, they're in India, they stand outside by the small shop, lari jisko bolte hain, lari bolte hain, us par they're so different kind of fruit they sell. You know? So, he used to tell them, okay, I'll pay you so much money. Take your whole, that shop inside and give everybody the apple, the grapes, banana, give everyone. So every Thursday, the sick people were waiting for Hazrat. Even the Muslim and non-Muslim, both. Non-Muslim also was this way. And if a new patient used to come in the hospital, so they used to tell him, don't worry, today is Thursday, the Baba will come put his hand on your head and he'll make dua for you, get better. The Hindu used to tell Hindu too. The Baba will come. He was very old. Hazrat Rahmah, Qari Siddiq Sahib, he passed away. Qari Siddiq Sahib Rahimahullah says, he will come, he will put his hand on your head and make dua for you. You'll get better quickly. And he'll give some fruit also. Look at the poor people. So he used to take hold, you know, the shop of the fruits, and he used to tell, okay, keep everybody little. And he used to make dua. How are you? Are you alright? How are you feeling today? Making dua, even the Muslim, non-Muslim. Make dua for everybody. La basa tuhur, inshallah. You'll get better quickly. You'll get better quickly. You'll go back to your house quickly. That's why Prophet taught us. When you go to
hospital. Even you pass through hospital, you make dua for them. Because all are ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two dua. Our elderly people used to say, our kabirin, when you pass through hospital, so you must think that there's so many patients in this hospital. Some are the patient of cancer, some are the patient of TB, some are the patient of different kind of sickness, the tumor, and what. So Allah, alhamdulillah, alladhi faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqni taqdeela. If a person recite this dua, so Allah saved the person from all kind of sickness too. That's number one. In hadith, if you see somebody is disabled, and you see, make dua for him too, Allah give him shifa. And you see, alhamdulillah, alladhi faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqna tafdeela. If you read the dua, so you will never ever disable whole life. That's Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's word. Understand? So you can make that dua also. And you can make dua for everybody, Allah. Those who are sick in the hospital, Allah give everybody cure. Shifa. Nothing wrong. Or sometime you went in the hospital, you can see so many that just go, hello, how are you? If you're not Muslim, you're Muslim. Assalamu alaikum, how are you? You're right. Don't worry, God will make you better. Allah give you shifa. Give some words. La ba'sa tuhur, inshallah. You see, there's a translation of that. That Allah will bring you quickly at home, you'll get better. Qarisab used to go inside the hospital and used to make dua for everybody. You know what was that? When he was dying, when he was departing this dunya, he called his son. His son sometimes come here, Ramadan also, very pious. Comes here. He said, when he was leaving this dunya, he called, said, my son, come here. Said, listen, I don't want to say to you also that I'm doing this work. The son, you don't even know that. He says, I'm doing this work from 25 years. How many years? 25 years he used to help the poor people, the sick people in hospital. No one knows that. But the amazing things, he said to his son, I'm telling you that this is a good work, carry on after me. And the amazing things, more than that, any patient, Muslim, they had so much love for the Hazrat. But if it's non-Muslim, before, when he get, you know, chutti to go now home, you better now. So it's used to come first Hazrat's house. Say, Hazrat, I want to become Muslim. Then he go back to his house. He become Muslim. Look at the good character of Rasul Kareem, sallallahu of Hazrat, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also did same thing. More than 10,000 people accepted Islam in 25 years. This is a thing to help. Because they're hopeless, they're sitting that day. You know that. I remember once, someone gave me the £50 from here when I was going to India. He says, this is sadaqah, give somebody. Sadaqah, I know zakat. Zakat you can't give the non-Muslims. Sadaqah, you can give. I said, okay, give it to me. I took it. I remember in one hospital, subhanAllah, the man came and he was non-Muslim. Non-Muslim. And he came, says to the owner that, I had insight, kya bolte isko, gaant hai mere pet mein. You know the big tumor in my stomach, and it's very painful. And I don't have so much money. So I said, how much is this? The hospital, they said 12,000 rupees for operation. I said, this is 5,000. I got that one and some extra I'll give you. Just do an operation tomorrow or after tomorrow. I said, okay, you can come tomorrow. He'll admit you and do your operation. He came, he don't have, he got 2,000 rupees only. 10,000 we paid, that 50,000 plus extra, 10,000. Believe me,
That person, when he got better, he accepted Islam. He said, this is Islam helping us. You understand? He says, our people don't help us. Sometimes we don't know the whose money is so much barakah in the sadaqah. That person become Muslim, the how long that person who paid a £50 sadaqah in the reward? There's a far thinking. Subhanallah. So here too, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because of their blessing, you will be helped by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah give you sustenance also. I mentioned the word hal tunsaruna wa turzakuna illa bi du'afaikum. One of the hadith narrated in Nisa'i Sharif, Imam Nisa'i brought this hadith, innama nasrullah hadhihi al-umma bi dha'ifiha bi da'watihim wa salatihim wa ikhlasihim. Subhanallah. For this ummah also, Allah's help comes for this ummah. Everyone's. Allah's help come because of the du'as and salah and sincerity of the poor people. Of the weakened people. Kamzor logo ki du'ayin aur ikhlas aur namazi ke sadke. Allah paga, baap bohut bura ho gaya. Masjid mein baita rehta hai. Beta kamata hai. To baap ki du'a se bete ki rozi mein kitne barkat hoti hai. It can't work. It's hopeless now. It's old now. That's why in this hadith says you get something for someone. Meaning that you can help the elderly people, Allah give you barakah. So Allah want to bless you with extra wealth, and Allah want to give you reward also. Both ways, that you can help the wicked people, the poor people, all the elderly people. You help them, Allah give a lot of barakah in your rozi, and Allah want to forgive you. And Allah want to give you, Allah want to give you reward also, that you can get jannat. In this hadith mentioned, illa bidu'afaikum. Another narration said, tunsaruna wa turzakuna bidu'aikum. Directly mentioned, because of the poor people, Allah has given you so much barakah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned further, and Abi Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadith is quoted by Imam Abu Dawud, and authentic hadith based not in jayyid. Ibghuni ad-du'afa, if you want to see me, you can find me among the poor people. He mentioned ibghuni ad-du'afa. You can find me amongst the poor people. I like to sit with the poor people. I like to sit with disabled people, hopeless people. Not, you know, so rich people. No, you can find me. Kahan talash kar sakte? Kamzoron ke paas. Garibon ke paas. And one of the riwayat, ibghuni ila du'afa. Hadith is quoted by Abu Darda and Sahih ibn Hibban. Matlab meaning, you find for me the weakened people. You look for me, the poor people. You look for me. I like to give them du'as. I like to give them du'as. You know, you tell me that this person is very, very weak, or this person is disabled, or this person is have nothing, is poor. I like to give them du'as. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was looking the poor people. Why? Because they are weakened because of the health-wise, or wealth-wise, or property-wise, or because of this their disability. But iman and yakin, they got in their heart through the iman, through the yakin. Allah give you also barakah.
This is the chapter is finished now. Mentioned in this whole chapter, even the orphans. Last week I mentioned for orphans and for widows and the miskeens, those who are the poor, they have nothing. And today the hadith mentioned disabled people, elderly people, they can't work, they can't go for work and cannot earn money. So at that time the person helped them. Allah gives so much, like mentioned so many hadiths. Alhamdulillah. Last week I said the hadith, let me repeat again the hadith. Ja'atni miskina tahmilu ibnatailaha. One lady came to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. I told you the riwayah. And she had two daughters. Ibnataini. Fat'amtuha thalasa tamarat. And I gave them three khajur, three dates. Hazrat Aisha said, I don't have nothing in my house. I had only three khajur. I gave them. So one for you, one for your daughter, one for your other daughter. Three khajur. Today, aaj teen khajur ka kitna value hai? Har ghar mein kitne kilo hote hai? Teen ka koi value nahi. Look at the house of Sahabiya, who was wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On her bed, Allah sent a revelation for Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah sent a special salam for the Aisha. For special salam. And Allah revealed the whole ruku about the virtue of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala in the Quran. But look at in their house, only 3 dates. Teen khajur. Humko to aaj koi value nahi hai. As much Allah giving, we become bo na sabra, impatient, na shukra, ungrateful. We don't have value at all. For each and everything we have to say, shukr alhamdulillah. Allah shukr that He given me this. When you wake up in the morning, say alhamdulillah. When you sleep, go to sleep, alhamdulillah. Allah given me the beautiful night. I can go to sleep. If there is no night then, only day, Allah said in the Quran Kareem, if Allah give you only day, who can bring the night? If Allah give you only night, who can bring your day? Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem in Surah Waqiyah. And when you woke up in the morning, eyes, mashallah, you can see everything. You didn't go blind at night. Allah's power, Allah can take our eyesight away. But Allah said, no. When you woke up in the morning, mashallah, you can see everything. Your mouth is there, you can talk, mashallah. You can hear, the hearing also is there. Your hand, mashallah, not disabled. I can walk, I can wake up nicely. Read dua, alhamdulillah. This is the shukr of Allah. When you wake up, alhamdulillah. So say alhamdulillah, shukr Allah. Understand? Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da ma ma. You given me the life after my death. I was death the whole night. Mashallah, I woke up, my eyes open, my hearing is better. I can see, I can hear, I can talk, I can walk, I can understand, I can do everything. Subhan alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. Then you make wuzu, read your namaz, to thanking Allah in the morning that Allah, you gave me the beautiful day today. And that Nabi Sassam taught us very nice dua. Asbahna wa asbah al mulku lillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم إني أسألك خير هذا اليوم فتحه ونصره ونوره وبركته وهداه في روايته وعافيته وأعوذ بك من شرها والشر ما فيها. Hey Allah, beautiful day. I made a morning now. And everything belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah give me خير هذا اليوم. Make this day better for me. فتحه successful ونصره helpful. So many du'as there. Hidayat, give me hidayat. Give me afiyat. Give me barakat. And shiz, and save me from all kind of shar and evil things of this day. And whatever shar today, fitna come today. Somebody come and attack you. Somebody want to try to kill you. Something happened, a snake come and bite you. All the shar. Allah, save me from all kind of evil things. Very nice du'as. We don't have miracles. Look at that. They had nothing, but they were so close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We got everything, we are far from Allah Ta'ala. We got everything. House is there, food is there time to time, car is there, children is there, wife's there, husband is there, everything is there, mashallah. Allah gave us the very beautiful, healthy life also. Everything, the money is there. We have to thank Allah. We have to thank Allah Ta'ala. Just thank Allah, Allah give. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank Allah, Allah will increase. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you become ungrateful, not kafir, ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٍ, then my punishment is very severe. So this year, she came, she was a poor woman, and she brought two daughters, and she had only 3 dates. فَأَعْتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا تَمَرًا. What she did? She given that one kajur to one daughter, another one. Now the one left, she's holding it in her hand. She's not eating, but she's hungry too. But she's holding. Now the both of them finished their kajur, their date. So now they're looking at the hand of mother. They want some more. Look at the children. But look at the love of mother today. In this hadith, look at the love of mother. What she did not eat herself. What she did? She made in 2 pieces and gave it them half off. And she landed. فَشَكَّتِ التَّمَرَ أَلَّتِي كَانَتْ تُرِيدُ أَنْ تَأْكُلَهَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَعَجَبَنِي شَانُهَا. Hazrat Aisha says, میں تو بڑی تعجب کر رہی تھی. You know, I got shocked. Look at this woman. How much she had love for the daughter. How much she had love for the daughter. فَذَكَرْتُ الَّذِي أَغَشَّتْ. I mentioned the story to Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَرِنَّ اللَّهُ قَدْ أَوْجَبَ لَهَا بِهَا الْجَنَّةِ وَفِي رَوَيَةٍ أَوَعْتَكَهَا بِهَا مِنَ النَّارِ. Hadith quoted by my Muslim. She had these things, that she did something for the daughter. Jannat is wajib for her, and she'll be free from the fire of Jahannam. Testings, huh? Understand? So, in this hadith, in this chapter, we understood that Allah gave us the mashallah, the daughters. So, we must help them. And if in the time of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa idha bushira ahadun bil untha zalla wajhuhu muswadda. They used to make funny face if Allah give them the daughter in their house. Wa idha bushira ahadun bil untha zalla wajhuhu muswadda. Kala chehra kar dete. Husband, oh daughter, oh daughter. No. If Allah give you daughter, then meaning Allah opened the way of barakah. The jannat is wajib for you. You just have to look after her. First one, second one, third one. You know? Everybody wants son. 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 Daughter comes. Oh, so many daughters. No, no, son. But remember, we understood from this chapter, to help each other is a work of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today chapter Babul Wasiyyati bin Nisa, be good with your wives. This chapter should be mentioned amongst the big jamaat of the people, of the man, not the ladies. You know, though the lady will complain same thing, oh, why are you telling us? You tell them. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought this chapter. The briefly I'm going to say, you understand, I'm not going to go more in detail unless they want to listen and they want to go and tell their own husband. I know the husband not going to come in the masjid and listen to the chapter. You understand, they know that. But the woman can listen and tell the husband, tell the children also, that when you grow up, how to look after your sisters, your daughters, and also your wives. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوبِ. Allah says, be good with your wife. وَلَن تَسْتَطِيعُوا أَن تَعْدِلُوا بَيْنَ النِّسَاءِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتُمْ.
فلا تميلوا كل الميل فتذروها كالمعلقة وإن تصلحوا وتتقوا فإن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
In this chapter, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, in this ayat also explaining us, there's two kind of huquq and rights for each and every person had two kind of rights to fulfill. Number one, huququllah. Number two, huququl ibad. Huququllah, to turn towards Allah, whatever Allah commands, namaz, roze, zakat, ibadat, tasbihat, all these things, charity, hajj, all these are called huququllah. Huququl ibad, to fulfill the right of the people. Maabaap ka kya rights hai, usko fulfill karna padega. Apni biwi ka kya right hai, usko pura karna padega. What is the right of your husband? You have to fulfill that. What is the rights of your children? You have to fulfill that. What is the rights of your neighbor? You have to fulfill that. What is the rights of your relatives? You have to fulfill that. All this is called rights of the servant. Right, huququl ibad, the rights of the people. Both. But right of people is more severe, more what you call heavier than right of Allah. Remember. Why? Because the rights of Allah, aaj aadmi samajhta hai, oh, I finished my namaz, I'm okay. I don't have to do anything. You can see, 50 years, the mashallah read namaz with jamaat, but in the house, when he go, he hits his wife. He hits his wife. So many cases. He said, can't be. He said, yes. Big beard, mashallah. He said, why? Oh, I did not cook today biryani because even biryani. And I don't know that even biryani. I cooked the dal and roti. So that's why he hits me so much. Can you see the bruises? That's the reason to hit the wife. Why the person in the first serve every day you can find. So namaz parna to bahut aasan hai. That's why you can see the Hidayah Kitab. First volume is only ibadat. Understand? Is all the four volumes there. The second, third and fourth, only ibadat, mamlat, maasharat. The rights of the people. First only rights of Allah. All three mention about the rights of the people. How to fulfill the rights of your neighbor, your mother, your father, your children, your wife, your husband, everything. Everything is there. That's why I say, if you see someone is taking drugs, for example, or someone is drinking wine, so you will say, look at a bad person. Sharab peeta hai, drugs leta hai, ye kaisa hai, ye aisa hai. You know, usko gunah samjhenge aap, and you will see the person, not with the good eyes, you will see at him with anger. What you doing here? But the other side, if the person who breaking the rights of the servant, is backbiting, sitting and backbiting of each other, that person who's backbiting, he don't even think himself that I'm committing sin. And those who are listening, they also don't think they were listening the guna. While Prophet ﷺ says, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. The backbite is more severe than adultery. If someone does adultery, you say, oh, look at what he's doing there. And someone is backbite, you don't even think this is a guna. Guna ko guna nahi samajhte. Allah ke hukuk ko torne wale ko hum guna samajhte hain. Lekin bande ke rights ko torne wale ko hum guna nahi samajhte. Why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, why he mentioned that? Al-ghibat wa shaddu. He says that backbite is more severe than zina, more severe than drinking wine and drugs. Why is that? Wo to bande ka haq hai. Ghibat, backbite. You broke the rights of the servant. And the zina, that you have to turn towards Allah. So Allah, if you turn towards Allah, Allah forgive you. Here, jab tak banda maaf nahi karega, the person not going to forgive you, Allah is not going to forgive you. Even you turn towards Allah 100 times. You have to go to him and tell him, please, forgive me, I did this for you. If he said yes, then Allah, then you turn to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah will forgive you. Understand? That's why two ladies, they used to backbite in the month of Ramadan. The hadith is quoted by Musnad Ahmad, Musnad Abi Ya'la, and in Shabal Iman Imam Bayhaqi rahimahumullah. And they were fasting also. And just before Asr, in Madinah Munawwarah, I'm talking, in the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what happened? Well, nearly they were breaking fast because they were so thirsty now. They want water. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Sahabi came and told him, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we called him here. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, okay, this is a two bowl. Ye do pyaale hain. You just spit inside. They not spit, they vomited in the bowl. And the pieces came out. Pieces of meat came out. Small, small piece of meat came out. So Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, did you eat meat today? Said no. They said no. So what is this? Let me tell you. You were backbiting of so and so person. And Allah said in the Quran Kareem, Allah said in the Quran Kareem, those who backbite of someone, they're eating their dead brother's flesh and meat. Kaun khata hai apne Musliman bhai mar jaye uska ghost kaun khayega? The backbite is more severe than that. Hum usko guna nahi samajhte. This is also rights of the wife. Hum usko bhi guna nahi samajhte. What is the right of the wife? To huququllah to mashallah. Sufi saab ban gaya. And huququl ibad, look at him in the shop. Look at him in his job. Look at him in his factory. Look at her also. MashaAllah, tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah. So many tasbih broken. So many pages of Quran is taught now. Reading Quran and Quran and Quran. The other side, backbite, hatred, jealousy. Heart is full of dirt. You understand? We don't think that. And what Allah said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَوْ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Protected heart. If you bring to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then you will success. Otherwise not. The heart full of dirt, of backbiting, hatred, jealousy, insight. تو حقوق اللہ اسی لئے حدیث بات Allah, but Sahabi asked Rasulullah SAW, let me tell you the hadith Musnad Ahmad. Ya Rasulullah SAW, so and so woman, mashallah, she is reading namaz time to time, and plus she read tahajjud on time every day, subhanallah, and reads Quran, completes so many Qurans and tasbihat, everything, but her neighbor, she hurt her neighbor so much. But Prophet SAW said, she will go in Jahannam. She will go in Jahannam. And the Sahabi asked, the so and so woman, just read only Faraz Namaz, no Tahajjuda, no Ishraq, no Chas, no this, no that, nothing. But read Namaz only. Fulfill the fasting and the commands of Allah. But everybody likes her, means she is very good with neighbor. Prophet SAW says she will enter in Jannat. She will enter in Jannat. We understood from here. Huququllah is so easy to fulfill today. So easy. Month of Ramadan, come, mashallah, everybody wake up. Everybody get up for sahri, fast, mashallah. And zakat, if you got money, you pay zakat, okay. Hajj, if you got money, mashallah, ticket is ready, gone. It's very easy. But to fulfill the rights of the person, neighbor, what Prophet said, your neighbor, Nabi Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, send Jibreel alayhi salam so many times to me to tell about your neighbor. So I was thinking that the neighbor also will be included in my inheritance. You understand? So many rights. Rights of the parents, rights of the wife, rights of the children, right of the brother and sisters. So many things. That's very, very important. So, he mentioned Mullah Al-Qari rahimahumullah brought this story under the time is over, but let me tell you the last things. So don't hit your, you know, I was telling you that the person reading namaz is so easy, but when you go at home, started hitting his wife, you understand, swearing at her so much that you can't even use the word, you know, utter the word outside. Say, and swearing his, her mother, her father, like this. لِمَ يَزْحَبْ أَحَدٌ مِمَّا يَفْعَلُ. In this mention that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zam'a radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, I heard from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention about the person who chopped and killed the she-camel of Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited the ayat idhim ba'atha ashqaha, that the one leader of Qawm-e Thamud, the nation of Thamud, he did that. And after that, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about women, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are beating your wife like how you beat your slave gulams. And end of the day, you go by her and you want to sleep with her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what kind of you? The whole day you hit your wife and the night you go by her and you want to do intercourse with her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then further mentioned, in this word, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the word لِمْ يَزْحَبْ أَحَدُكُمْ مِمَّا يَفْعَلُ, further mentioned that one person, he, when he died, they buried him, someone dream of him. So what happened? He says, nearly the punishment was going to come towards me, but because of one thing, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, I'm forgiving you. What is that? Said, one day your wife cooked food and she forgot to put salt inside, and you had so many visitors. While you was eating, there was no salt in your food. You had so much anger in your heart. So when everybody go, I'm going to beat her, I'm going to swear, I'm going to do something for her. But then you calm down, you did not say to her a word. He says, you have raham on my slave woman, because of that I'm forgiving you today. Because of that. So, happened that. Today, so many cases, you understand. So be good, she work whole day in the house, she cook, she does that. Go, talk to her gently, nicely, help her something. Some wise, inshallah, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to practice whatever we're listening from the hadiths, inshallah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice upon it, inshallah. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept in his darbar, by him, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever through my website, Tafsir Saleh, the people are listening, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive each and everybody, inshallah. Amen. Inshallah, next week, if I'm here, Babu Haqq is Zawj Alal Mar'a, what is the right of the wife for the husband? We're going to talk about it, inshallah, because this chapter is for women. Say, Aurat کو اپنے شوہر کو کس طرح حقوق ادا کرنا چاہیے انشاءاللہ اللہ ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق اللہم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم محمد یا رحم الرحیم یا در جلال اے اللہ معاف فرما دے اے اللہ معاف فرما دے اللہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ رحم فرما دے اللہ کرم فرما دے اے رحم الرحیم یا کرم الاکرمین ہم سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے اللہ بڑے کمزور ہیں حقوق اللہ تو کر لیتے ہیں حقوق العباد میں بڑے کمزور ہیں اللہ تو معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے معاف فرما دے اپنے اعلی اولاد کی تربیت کے ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما اللہ اپنے بچوں بچیوں کی تربیت ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرما ہماری اولادوں کو نیک بنا دے اے اللہ کمزوروں کو صحت عطا فرما بیماروں کو صحت عطا فرما بیماروں کو صحت عطا فرما, پریشان حالوں کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, مشکلوں کو آسان فرما. یہ اللہ یہ براہ مبارک وقت ہے. تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا, زوال کے بعد اللہ تو آسمان کے دروازے کھول دیتا ہے. اے اللہ اس وقت میں اے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو تو قبول فرما لے, اللہ قبول فرما لے, قبول فرما لے. اے اللہ ہم دعا کر رہے ہیں تیرے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی احادیث کو بیان کرنے کے بعد ہمارے بیٹھنے کو ہمارے سننے کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ ہمارے بیٹھنے کو سننے کو قبول فرما. اے اللہ جو بیمار ہے انہیں شفا عطا فرما, جو ہسپتالوں میں انہیں بھی شفا عطا فرما, جو گھروں میں بستروں میں جو بھی بیمار ہے اس مجمع میں جو بھی بیمار ہے سب کو شفا عطا فرما, ظاہری باطنی بیماریوں سے بھی شفا عطا فرما, حسد بغض کینہ کپٹ والی بیماریوں سے بھی شفا عطا فرما, جسمانی بیماریوں سے بھی شفا عطا فرما. یا اللہ یا رحم الراحمین یا ذل جلال والاکرام, جن کے گھروں میں بچیاں ہیں ان کی تربیت کی توفیق نصیب فرما. اے اللہ ان کی تربیت کی توفیق نصیب فرما, ہماری بچیوں کو ہمارے اولادوں کو نیک اور صالح بنا, آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بنا. اے اللہ give us توفیق to recite the Quran every day, to recite the Quran every day. Give all of us توفیق to recite the یاسین شریف سورہ ملک سورہ واقعہ every day. Allah give all of us توفیق, especially give our children توفیق. Allah the punctual in the salah on time, ya Allah. Allah give our children, our family, and give all of us توفیق, ya Allah, to fulfill the rights of the parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, نہ مانگ سکے وہ بھی عطا فرما. Allah میری والدہ کا آج آپریشن ہے, اے اللہ انہیں شفا کلیہ عاجلہ دائمہ مستمرہ نصیب فرما. اے اللہ انہیں شفا عطا فرما, شفا عطا فرما, انہیں شفا عطا فرما. ان کی آپریشن کو آج سکسس فرما, آسانی سے پورا فرما. اللہ العالمین ہم سب کے والدین کی مغفرت فرما, ہم سب کے والدین کی مغفرت فرما. جن کے والدین دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں ان کی قبر میں کروڑا رحمت نازل فرما. اے اللہ میرے پڑوسی کا بھی دو دن پہلے انتقال ہوا, ان کی بھی مغفرت فرما, اور جتنے بھی دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں سب کی مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ جن کے والدین حیات ہے زندہ, ان کو عافیت نصیب فرما. اے اللہ جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, نہ مانگ سکے تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے, رحم و کرم سے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے اولیاء کرام اور نیک اور صالحین بندوں کے صدقے عطا فرما. اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما, اللہ ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما, ہماری توبہ کو قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Thank you.